USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats expressing great concern now that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is overseeing the Russia investigation, which means it's no longer in the hands of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein since the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions at President Trump's request. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says that Russia investigation and Special Counsel Mueller need to be protected.
And we certainly got to see why that's so important within 24 hours of the election, when the president fired his attorney general and replaced him with someone who shows every sign of being the president's Roy Cohn, of doing the president's bidding.
Over 1,800 people gathered for a vigil in Thousand Oaks, California last night to honor the victims of Wednesday night's mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill that left 12 people dead before the gunman killed himself. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The captain of a duck boat in Missouri that sank, killing 17 people over the summer during a storm, is now facing federal charges. The U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison says
the indictment alleges that Mr. McKee failed to properly assess incoming severe weather, both prior to and after entering the water, Table Rock Lake. Entered the vessel on the water while there was severe weather, including high winds and lightning.
51-year-old Captain Kenneth McKee could do 10 years in prison and pay $250,000 in fines if he's convicted. Wildfires in northern and southern California now forcing thousands of people from their homes. The Woolsey fires threatening 1,000 homes north of L.A. In northern Cal, about 40,000 people have had to evacuate ahead of the Camp Fire, 175 miles northeast of San Francisco. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In the still unsettled U.S. Senate race in Florida, Republican candidate Rick Scott says he believes there's voter fraud going on that's been favoring his opponent, the Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Scott saying on Fox News last night that at least two county supervisors seem to be trying to interfere in the election.
What I've done is I've asked for an investigation, but we have examples. The Palm Beach supervisor won't allow normal party officials that are supposed to be reviewing ballots. They're not allowing them to do it properly. That's a violation of the law. They're supposed to report all these results. They're not. But how did they come up with 78,000 more votes? Just in Broward and 15 in Palm Beach, no other county is having these problems. We had a horrible hurricane in the Panhandle. It didn't happen there.
Scott ordering state law enforcement to investigate those two county election offices. A federal judge is holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana writing the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills, and endangered species. Actress Meg Ryan is getting married again. The 56-year-old actress announcing yesterday that she's engaged to rocker John Mellencamp. The two have been dating 7 years. Ryan was previously married to actor Dennis Quaid. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.